Brother Mark Diljohn, a graduate from the Bible School for Christian Couples and a special pioneer in the Strathmore congregation, will now consider the concluding part in this symposium, Future Events That Will Require Courage, the Final Test.
What we have seen so far in this symposium could be described as a series of practice tests that all lead up to the big one. I invite you please to open your Bibles with me to Revelation chapter 20, because this is the exciting chapter that talks all about the final test. Revelation chapter 20. As you glance through the first two verses, we notice the glorified Jesus Christ before beginning his thousand-year reign. In his hand is the key of the abyss and a great chain. He seizes the dragon, he binds him, and then, notice verse 3, it says, and he, Jesus, hurled him, Satan, into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he would not mislead the nations any more until the thousand years were ended. Now here comes the test. After this, he must be released for a little while. Let's continue in verses 7 and 8. Now as soon as the thousand years have ended, Satan will be released from his prison. And he will go out to mislead those nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for the war. The number of these is as the sand of the sea. Well, very exciting verses in the Bible, but really, what do they tell us about the final test? Let's consider what we know. First of all, we know that this final test will not be a surprise test. Verse 7 tells us exactly when it will occur. At the end of Christ's thousand-year reign, when mankind has been raised to perfection. Well, what else do we know? From verse 3, we can tell that this test will not be a prolonged test. No, it says Satan will be released for just a little while. Now, what do we learn from verse 8? In his attempt to mislead the nations, Satan will have a measure of success. He gathers Gog and Magog at his side, and they war against integrity keepers. But then, please, scan through verses 9 and 10. Just when the enemies think they have the upper hand, fire rains down from heaven and consumes them. Jehovah will not tolerate this rebellion. And what about the devil himself? You know, he just has this thing for being hurled. So here again in verse 10, he's being hurled, but for the last time this time, into the lake of fire and sulfur, everlasting destruction, gone forever, good riddance. We know the results of the final test. All enemies, all rebels, human and spirit, will be swiftly destroyed. And integrity keepers will finally go on to gain the prize of everlasting life. Well, that's what we know about the final test. So what is it that we do not know? We don't know exactly how many will rebel. Verse 8 said, though, the number of these will be as the sand of the sea. Does that expression scare you? No. Take courage. It does not say they will be like all the sand of the sea. It says they will be as the sand of the sea. So imagine if you were to pick up a fistful of sand on the beach. Well, it's not enough to bury you, but would you be able to tell me exactly how many grains of sand you would be holding? In the same way, there will be a handful of enemies. But evidently not a vast number that can completely overwhelm or overmaster Jehovah's people. No, Jehovah will dispose of them. Their exact number, though, we simply don't know. We can't tell. Well, what else? We don't know exactly how Satan will turn perfect people away from God. What reasoning will he use? But here's a more important question for us. How can we develop the needed courage to face the final test now? Notice in the following dramatization how an elder recognizes and then corrects his own selfish inclination.
Well, brothers, it's clear that Jehovah has blessed the hard work of the body of elders. Now, there's something I wanted to say before we conclude our meeting. And
we know, David. We know we're feeling it too.
Yeah, but I just have to say it. I've really appreciated serving with you, brothers. When I saw that our congregation was going to be merged, it wasn't easy for me.
Well, we sure couldn't tell.
I'm glad. But it really hit me hard the night we posted the list recommending where the publishers should go. It seems like it would have made more sense for me to be assigned to the North Congregation, where the majority of my friends will be going. I've known those friends longer than any of the other brothers. And now they're sending that younger elder over to North to be the coordinator of their body of elders. I just don't get it. Why am I having such a hard time with this? Of course I'm going to go to the South Congregation. There's no reason not to. But the problem is my attitude. I've told others for years that there are times when we have to put aside our personal preferences to show our wholehearted support of Jehovah's sovereignty. This is one of those times. I need to be courageous and stand up to selfishness and independent thinking, even if it's my own. I was reminded. It's simple. When Jehovah's organization outlines an arrangement, we support it. Not just because we're supposed to. We do it with the right attitude.
Amen to that. That's a lesson we're all learning.
But I'm glad we're able to shepherd the congregation before the changes take place. Now our brothers and sisters are better equipped to face the challenges ahead with courage. It's been a real pleasure to serve with you all. Peter, would you please conclude our meeting with prayer?
Sure.
While thinking ahead to these earth-shaking future events, ask yourself, how much courage do I really want to have? Just enough to get through a few of these events? Or do I want to develop the needed courage to help me remain loyal forever? Now, that's a very good question. Because sadly, after surviving all these other events, at the final test, they will fail. They will choke. Somehow, Satan will convince them to rebel. And we may not know all the details as to how he will do that, but we're not totally ignorant of Satan's designs. We know that he has always promoted selfishness and independence. They work. They worked with Adam and Eve. And even after seeing the sad consequences of their rebellion, it worked again. This time with super intelligent angelic creatures, the demons. Well, it's very likely that Satan will use the same strategy during the final test. He'll try to convince people that somehow they could live forever without having to be obedient to Jehovah. Well, will that false claim hold any appeal for you? Lovers of Jehovah will find such an absurd claim absolutely repulsive. We will never desire life other than life under Jehovah's rightful and loving sovereignty. Well, certainly that's the attitude we would like to have then. But what about now? What if in our heart of hearts we find that we're struggling to follow theocratic direction? What should we do? Do you remember the elder in our dramatization? Really, he found the key to successfully passing the final test. Was it complicated? He said, it's simple. When Jehovah's organization outlines an arrangement, we support it. Not just because we're supposed to, but we do it with the right attitude. The key is having the right attitude. Like rust that can remain hidden under a coat of paint, a poor attitude will eventually eat away at our courage to remain loyal. So courageously stand up to selfishness and independent thinking, even if it's your own, and do it now before it's too late. When we think of this final test, we can't help but think of how loving Jehovah is. He's giving his people over 1,000 years to prepare for it. But friends, as Armageddon approaches, get ready to set your clocks. The countdown will be on. Our symposium emphasized that we may not know all the details about future events, but Jehovah knows, and he is in complete control. So our resolve? Pray. Pray for the strength and courage you need so that you will be able to face all of these future events with confidence.
Thank you, brothers, for those captivating talks. With confidence in Jehovah, we eagerly look forward to seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled.